Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I am a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is Sweet Life Lessons from Mama Mia. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also on my website, I have for you a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool, kind of something where you could plug in any challenge that you're having in your marriage and try to come up with a solution to solve it. So if you're struggling with something, I would invite you to give it a try. Visit my website to download it. Okay, so let's dive in and talk about our topic for today, Sweet Life Lessons from Mama Mia. So apparently I'm on a movie kick here. I swear I did not plan it this way. I know last week we talked about Jerry Maguire movie, and this week I'm talking about the Mama Mia movie. So I really didn't plan that, but hey, what can I say? I just take my inspiration from my everyday life, and right now, that's where it's coming from. So I watched that movie with my daughter this week because our boys are on a boy trip. So us girls get to watch girly things, which is super fun. So I'm sure you know the plot of the movie. A young girl named Sophie grows up with her mother, but without her father, on a beautiful Greek island. And so at this point in the movie, she's getting married, and she wants to know who her father is so that he can give her away at her wedding. So she goes rummaging through her mother's belongings and finds her mom's diary. And she discovers that her father is likely one of three men that her mother dated. So she secretly writes all three of the men and invites them to the island for her wedding, because she wants to see which one of them her father is. And she thinks the minute she looks at the one who is her father, she'll just know that it's her father. And so all three men show up on the island at the same time. And you can imagine her mother's state of mind when she notices all of these three men on the island at the same time. And one of them was like kind of a serious relationship. So she's really thrown by that one. So there's like all of this work going on, like all this interactions and like these 24 hours that are leading up to the wedding. And the mom's trying to figure out why these guys are here. She has no idea her daughter invited them. And meanwhile, Sophie is trying to figure out which one is her father. She's like interviewing them and stuff. So it's really fun. Of course, the music is super fun. And while watching it, I noticed some life lessons that I thought apply to our lives and our marriage, and I wanted to share them with you guys in case it inspires you. So the first thing I noticed was how important friends are in life. When the mother discovers that those three ex-lovers are on the island, she is overcome with sadness, and her friends are there. Two of her best friends have shown up to be there for the wedding and everything. And so her friends listen to her, and, you know, and they share in her sadness, but then they lift her up. They wipe her tears. They dance and sing some awesome music, I might add. And they dress up. And they're just having a ball, so much fun. And I can't help but think, if those friends were not there, she probably would have sat alone in her room and cried for much longer than she did. And so what this says to me is we need friends in life to be there for us when we're down. You know, it just truly helps to lift our spirits and get through the tough times. But so often in motherhood and marriage, we allow our friendships to fall to the side because we're so busy taking care of our families. It reminds me of a friend that I have who was experiencing a really rough day recently, and a group of us were getting together that evening. And she said she almost didn't come because she was just feeling so sad and exhausted from the rough day that she had. But then she did come. And she was so happy that she did come. And she reminded us all when you're feeling like that, don't hide away alone. Go find your friends. Go be with your friends. And it really does help you feel better. And so I just want us to remember that. And I also want us to remember that God does give us some inspiration for this in the Bible. In Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10, he says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return for their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." So I think of that, I guess it's probably resonated with me because I definitely have the tendency to hide away when I'm going through a tough time and to not show up for social events because it just feels like it would take too much energy. And I think also social media is making this more noticeable for more people these days. And part of it is because it makes us feel like we have more friends than we really do. You know, those are online friends, which are fine, but we also need real life friends. And so the lesson here is let us be intentional about making real life friends and keeping up those relationships that are important to us. Okay, so another lesson, the second lesson I took from this movie was about living life to the fullest, about making life an adventure. Sophie's mother, you know, she's helping Sophie get ready for the wedding, and she's contemplating in her mind her daughter growing up and getting married, and she's remembering all of the adventures that she wanted to take with Sophie, but that she never managed to accomplish because she was working so hard. She just let the responsibilities of her life stop her from those things. And it's, as you know, it's kind of an unconscious thing. We don't do it on purpose. But so many of us go through life like this. And me, as a creature of comfort and habit, I can really relate to this. And it just inspires me when I watch this movie and reminds me that life is meant to be lived, not just survived. For example, I get so caught up in like going to my favorite restaurants so I can have my favorite dishes and going to like the same favorite things to do for fun that I know about and that I know will be fun. But there's so much more out there in this world than my same favorite places. There is so much life to be lived outside of my comfort zone. Fun happens, adventure happens when we try new things, when we're intentional about living our lives and enjoying them instead of just surviving them. So maybe you can think about like, what could you do this week that would be a little bit different than the norm, that would be intentionally fun or adventurous? What could you do different that would make life feel like you were actually living it and not just going through the motions? You know, we don't want to get to the end of our life or to the time where our kids are getting married and regret that we didn't live more or do more, right? So if you want to work on this, something that you can do, a practical tool, is to make a list of 20 things that you would love to do or that you do love to do. Take a look at your list and try to pick something to do in the next week or so, or to start planning. If it's something bigger like a trip, you could start planning it for the future, but take some steps to actually do that. It would be so good for you as a person and for your children if you decided to take them, or your spouse if you decide to take him, or it could be something with friends, whatever it is that's on your mind, it would be so good for you. And I do want to talk about this in the scope of your marriage as well, because many of us in marriage get stuck in that busyness of life. You know, we're getting everyone where they need to go, everyone is fed, everyone is clothed, and we're so busy. But we need to be intentional about cultivating new experiences that we can bond with our husband over. This was something I learned as Paul and I were recovering from our marriage crisis. During that time, I was very intentional about trying things that I don't prefer, or at least I didn't think I preferred, trying things I would not normally have done, because those experiences are bonding, and it's important for men also to feel like they have a partner in life with that they can have adventures with. It's part of their DNA. It's part of their wiring. So, I mean, I did things with him like camping and fishing, which are just, it's, you know, it's not my first thought that of something that I'm going to do, but we made wonderful memories. We had so much fun, and those are treasured memories in my mind. And so that's what I mean by, like, you know, try something maybe outside of your comfort zone, something that you might not normally do. And you could ask your husband for his ideas on something he might like to do. Like, maybe it's going to a baseball game with him or something, and you normally wouldn't do that. Or maybe it's trying to golf with him and you wouldn't normally do that, or a hike or something crazy like that. Well, not that hikes are crazy, but you know what I mean. You get the drift. So this is a way that we can start living our life and getting out of our comfort zone so that we don't look back later and regret that we didn't do more. Okay, so the third lesson I noticed was about how in the movie Sophie so badly wanted to know who her father was, because she felt like that would complete her. She felt like something was missing in her life and that she wasn't whole. She thought she would feel better if she had a traditional family. So the lesson that she learns in this movie is that family comes in all shapes and sizes, and that knowing who her father is doesn't change anything at all about who she is. And that just made me think, sometimes in life we get so caught up in what something should be that we lose sight of the ability to appreciate what is. We all have less than perfect circumstances in our lives, but life is not only about what our circumstances are. It is also about how we live in those circumstances, how we deal with those circumstances. Do we allow those circumstances to define us as broken? Do we allow them to be an excuse for why we have certain problems? Or do we embrace our circumstances and just accept this is the way it is and see what we can learn from it, right? What could we learn from it? What do we have to do to live our best life in these circumstances? That, I think, is a lot to do with what life is all about. I've also noticed this in my own life, that our tough circumstances can shape us in the most beautiful, beautiful ways. I personally learned so much through my marriage crisis that I would not want to go back to being the woman I was before it, because I learned so much. And I didn't enjoy the marriage crisis when I went through it, but I took the attitude of, okay, this is where we're at. What can I do today to be the best version of myself? And I just every day kept moving forward from there. And so sometimes the best things in life come from what we perceive as the worst things in life. And the thing is, we only get one chance at this life. With our children and our husbands and our families and our friends, we have to make the most of it, right? And I know sometimes it feels really hard. And I just want to acknowledge, if you are in one of those really hard places right now, I know what I am saying is easier said than done. And just know that I have you in my heart and I am praying for you. And if you would like to work with a coach on moving through your circumstances and living in your circumstances, please reach out to me. I would love to work with you. And so I want to thank you for listening in this week. Please let me know if you have any specific questions. And remember that I have a free marriage makeover guide on my website to help you fix challenges in your marriage. Just visit tinaheisman.com. You can download your copy for free. And also, don't forget to join us in the Happy Wives community on Facebook. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you, and I'll see you next week.